There's an interesting local company, really with a national reach, that I'd never heard of, but I don't know why I hadn't, because it seems so logical. LeaseLock is, I think it's fairly simple. Instead of you having to shell out a bunch of money that does nothing and sits there as a deposit when you get an apartment or, you know, bring a pet in, they take care of it and they insure you and you pay just a little monthly fee. Janine Steiner-Jovanovic is the CEO of LeaseLock and joins us right now. You guys have $14 billion in leases? This is not a startup, is it?
No. Well, we've been around since 2017, and we've insured over 2.5 million leases so far. And yeah, not a startup.
Tell me about the concept behind it, because like I say, it's so simple, but nobody was doing this?
You know, I think in the past, there have been companies that have offered renters directly the opportunity to get some type of guarantee or credit so that they could move into an apartment without a deposit, because deposits are really some of the largest cost for moving. And most renters, as you know, have less than $1,000 of savings in their accounts and live paycheck to paycheck. So a deposit's a big deal. You know, you forfeit it, you don't get to keep it. And when you move out, most of the time you don't get it back. And so what we do is we actually don't interact directly with renters. We underwrite and contract with properties and property owners. And so what we're doing is we're insuring a property against risk and offering a property the opportunity to enroll renters in our program. And by doing that, the renter pays a small monthly fee and doesn't have to leave any deposit. Now, the renter doesn't know that they're being insured. They just think the property is offering them the opportunity to move in for a small monthly fee instead of having to leave a deposit. But when the renter moves out, if they leave with, you know, outstanding balance and that can't be collected, the property can file a claim with us. And we restore that lost income.
Well, you do the deposit for pets too. I mean, what happens if the pet chews his way through the bathroom door? You replace it?
If you choose whatever limit you choose, just like when you get insurance on anything else, if you have somebody who moves in that's paying you $2,000 rent a month, and you choose a $3,000 policy. And, you know, they do $3,000 worth of damage when they move out, you can file a claim and we'll send you a check for $3,000.
So you're not dealing directly with the renter. You're dealing with, which got to make it a lot easier, dealing with the landlord. But so the people have a choice. I mean, they can put down a deposit, or they can pay an extra $20 a month or something like that.
Exactly. But they can leave a deposit if they want. What we found is whether we're doing workforce housing or, you know, class A high rise downtown properties, most renters, given the option to pay a small monthly fee, do not want to leave a deposit.
That's a fascinating company. So how do you grow?
Well, we work with different property management companies and property owners around the country. We work with some of the largest and most prominent and admired, and they feel like this product and service is a feature to benefit to their renters, and it helps them lease apartments. So, you know, I mean, at first, of course, you know, you have to market and go out there and, you know, feed on the street. But lately it's been a growth because of word of mouth and good service and good results.
Now, I know you've just been there a couple of years, 'cause I know you had a great successful career at RealPage here, but I mean, the company's been around through some cycles. And is it cyclical? I mean, during bad times, do people just sort of steal off into the night and walk away from mortgages? I mean, from leases, and the landlord gets stuck?
That does happen. And, you know, this has been a problem for the apartment industry since the beginning of time. And that's why deposits have historically been used. The problem is that they're no longer effective for renters to move into apartments. So renters don't want, right? So how do you lease your units, your apartments, but still protect yourself? But the answer is yes, David, people still leave, you know, apartments and, you know, don't pay their rent. If you talk about cycles, COVID was an interesting one, right? And this affected everybody in some unfortunate way.
Good point.
And for our business specifically, there was an eviction moratorium, right? And so then, you know, people couldn't actually get rid of residents who just wouldn't pay their rent. And at some point, the eviction moratorium was lifted, and then there was a lot of activity. So that, you know, put undue burden for a couple years on the entire industry.
So do you adjust your pricing? Do you have statistical, you have analysts that sort of handicap the outcome of an economy and what the likelihood of you having greater losses is?
We have an esteemed chief economist who's, you know, been one of the most prominent economists in the industry, Dallas based, been with us for a while. And then we've got data science, we have AI, we have all the things, right? We have a very fancy underwriting approach to risk. And if your price and your coverage, what we offer you is going to be dependent on your risk. So just like for your home, right? If you've got a water detection device, and if you've got an alarm system, your price is going to be different than somebody else's home who may not have those things.
I could see, I could see the application for artificial intelligence really helping this out and adjusting rates for different parts of town even.
Absolutely. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there's different levels of risk based on different zip codes and different markets. We pull in external data, we look at our own data, and we figure out the best way to predict risk.
So are you in all 50 states?
We are in all 50 states.
Is this a regulated industry?
It is. Deposits are highly regulated, and so are deposit alternatives. There are four states. We do a lot of lobbying on Capitol Hill, and there are four states where we have successfully enabled legislation to help make sure renters do have a choice. But not all states are the same. So we continue to lobby and work with lawmakers, try to educate them and enlighten them about the challenge of deposits.
So there are applications in other fields? I mean, you're in apartments and you're doing regular renter's leases, but also for pets. Are there other applications for this?
I think for us, the best way for us to expand our addressable opportunity for the markets is to go international. So, you know, we've got the United States covered. There's a lot of interest in our product and service in Canada and the UK and some other markets. And so that's really when we think about expansion, it's geographic.
And that's a different set of regulations, I would assume.
It is. So there are some provinces in Canada where it makes sense and others where it might not.
It's an interesting company, LeaseLock. Privately owned?
It is a privately owned company. We are.
Not going to see you up on the Aviva balcony of the New York Stock Exchange ringing the bell anytime soon?
There's you never know. I mean, give me a year or two more and you might.
Janine Snyder Jovanovic is the CEO of LeaseLock and our guest today. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you very much.
David Johnson, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.